All right, everybody, welcome to our podcast. I'm Zoe.
I'm Kingsley.
And today we're going to be talking about a shoe review. So
we're going to be doing two shoes.
And both we personally have. So, Kingsley, go ahead.
The shoe that I have is the Nike 270s. And they are their 2018 release. And I'll talk about them more later, but Zoe, go ahead and say your shoe.
Mine are the Nike Free TRV8 shoes. I'm just going to call them the Nike Free Run because that's what it says on the shoe. They're customizable. I got mine down in Florida. Mine are customized, but they were customized for the logo and the color combinations for the team, which is Florida Gators, as you can see on the video. I'm going to do a little bit of shout out real fast. So we're going to do a podcast, but the podcast is being filmed on our phones, so you can check out our YouTube channel. The next podcast,
we'll be saying like the name.
Yeah. So this is our first podcast, so we're gonna keep doing these, and I think it'll be really exciting.
Yeah.
We are both in eighth grade, and we have some classes together, so we become really good friends this year. So
yeah, we just got together and we're like, let's make a podcast. We've joked around about making a podcast, but
we became serious about it.
Yeah.
Here later,
cause I was like, I think it was probably about, it was like Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I texted her, I said, I think we could actually do the podcast and then I told her about the app that we're using, and I got a table, and she brought her laptop over, and now we're just making a podcast.
Yep, so I think it's going to be really cool to talk about a whole bunch of stuff, and there with like school going on and school's like getting done, we're all done with their testing. I think there's so much we could talk about, and
we'll be able to do more in summer.
Mm-hmm, summer. So
we got like 3 months to do a bunch of podcasts because mm-hmm. I think we can get together more,
mm-hmm.
especially since school we have like what, like
I think like a month left.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I think, yeah, about four, because there's 9 weeks, and 9 weeks, was over this week, so that's exciting. So we're going to start talking about some shoes and some shoe drama that's happened to us this week.
All right, so the 270s.
They are an Air Max shoe, I will say that.
Yeah, if you watch the video, which we will probably tell you in the next podcast.
The YouTube name?
Yeah. So they were about 150, it depends on the size, really.
And the colors, I think there's, like, different colors.
Yeah, the colorways, because I think the women's and men's are 150,
mm-hmm.
but it just really depends.
And where you get them, I think, is different, because there's, like, a whole bunch of different apps and stuff you can get them from. I know one that's, like, StockX, you can get them from, like, an eBay or a Dick's or a Nike.
Yeah, I got mine from Dick's. They didn't have too many colorways, but the one that I got, I like, so. Mm-hmm.
So, mine are the Nike Free Runs. I got mine down in Florida. They weren't too expensive at all. They're about $110. Now, these are a men's shoe. They're a 10.5 or 2018 release. You can customize them. You can get them in all black. There's a whole bunch of different colors you can get them in. Mine are blue and orange with the Florida Gators logo on the side, because that's where I got them down in the store at the football stadium down there. So that was pretty neat.
There is like an app that you can get and order shoes. I personally never ordered them from the app, but I've heard it like really good reviews. It's called the GOAT app, GAOT, GOAT. I think it's a really good app because there's like a lot of different like shoe colorways and all that. It's really nice.
And like with both of these shoes, there's multiple websites you can get them on and stuff. So I think personally they're both really good shoes. So what's a pair of your dream shoes?
I don't really, the 270s were my dream shoe, I think. Because I saw people at school wearing them, and mm-hmm. they just look really cool.
And they weren't very popular either. They're not very popular. I think they're
but they're pretty expensive, so it just depends on
what you're willing to spend on a shoe.
Yeah.
Mine, like I said, this is probably one of my, favorite shoes. My dream shoe, I would say, is the Air Max 270 Utilities. It's like I said, if you go on our YouTube channel, you'll see the shoe and the pink and the white, the clear. that shoe, but with a strap. There's some like extra features on the shoe. So I think they're really neat. And some like some sports that we do. This will lead into our next story. Yeah, it's like a drama story with shoes and stuff, but I think it's really funny.
And also, like, people with shoes like to usually like match like their outfits with the shoes, but I mean, I obviously want to do that at some point in my life whenever I have enough money to get good outfits that match and like enough shoes and stuff, but it like I don't really care what like if they match,
because like we're, you know, we're just in middle school getting ready to go into high school, so you know shoes are something that I like to, like, I can sit down on an evening after school and there's nothing going and just look at them and stuff. I've always really liked shoes. I think they're so cool.
The way that they make
and these are athletic shoes that I like. I don't like heels, high heels, and fancy strap shoes, like sports shoes, tennis shoes. Now, some sports that we play, this is going to lead into our next story. I play travel softball. That's it. What do you play?
I play travel soccer and basketball. I used to play softball, but it wasn't really my favorite sport, but I still like it, and I like to watch it and stuff.
I love to play basketball and stuff in my free time, especially gym class.
Yeah,
Gym class it's exciting.
Kind of.
It really depends. There's a lot of drama and stuff that goes on there. But so recently, I ordered a pair of spikes for my travel softball season this year, and they were the Adidas Adizero shoes. Yeah,
but this isn't like a bad review on the shoe. It's
a good review. I tried the shoes on and stuff.
It's
and
kind of like a drama mistake. Story. It's a mistake.
It was a company mistake. I wouldn't even call it an entire company mistake. I would call it like it was an accident. You know, it wasn't that bad. It was just kind of annoying. And some of you might be able to relate to this, but what happened was I was at Dick's Sporting Goods in Pittsburgh, Robinson Township, and like I said, not hating on the store. There's nothing wrong with the store. This is just in general. I mean, some of this stuff might have happened to you guys, but what happened was I ordered the spike. And like I said, it was Adidas Adizero spike. It was a metal cleat, and it was in the men's. What I wanted, the color was an orange, but they didn't have my size, so I was like, all right. So I went online and I found a really cool pair that I liked that was in navy blue and white. I ordered the shoe and I was so excited. So it was actually yesterday, Friday night, they got shipped. They were at my door, so I pick them up and I open them. Like, they came in the shipping box, so I opened them up and I was like, oh, this is gonna be really exciting. I was so excited, and I pull a shoe out and I was like, it looks different. I was like, this isn't what I ordered. Now, it was the colors, it was what I ordered. It was orange, or wasn't orange, it was the navy blue with the white. It was what I ordered. But I'm looking at the shoe and stuff, and it just looked different, and it was, like, dirty. And I was, like, looking at the shoe, there's, like, scuff marks and stuff. So I turned the shoe over to look at the metal cleats, and what had happened was somebody had worn the spikes, didn't like them, returned them, and those were what got shipped to me because they were in my size. So I'm looking at the shoe, and like, because they're a metal cleat, and when the metal's exposed to moisture, it'll rust. So they're like, the metal cleats rusted.
Yeah, the shoes were basically just like worn out, and they shouldn't have been shipped. Like the owners, like, not like, I mean, bashing on them, but they shouldn't have been shipped to you, because in the way that they might have not looked at them.
And
but
I don't
the
think it was
the
And I think what went on was the people of the shoe, the people that wore the shoe probably took it back to the store, and the store got shipped to me. Like I said, no hate. I don't know who those people were. I mean, mistakes happen and stuff, but we got it taken care of this morning. And I'm actually getting a new cooler shoe. It's still the Adidas Adizero
shoe. Right?
It's just orange and white splash, so I think it's even cooler. But
didn't you originally look at orange ones?
Yeah, it was solid orange color, but
it's meant to be.
But I think I like these shoes even better, the orange and white splash ones that I will be getting in the mail. So
so now getting into one, it's not really a shoe accident, but like it's hard to. Because, like, in soccer, the cleats can't be, like, baseball cleats or anything like that.
Yeah, different sports have, like, a different make and model and
like
stuff.
Like football, stuff like that. But in soccer, the cleats aren't sharp. They're just there for
traction.
And stuff like that. But, wait, okay, so they usually have like socks in them. Like some of them have socks.
It's like a sleeve instead of like there's no tongue issue. It's a sleeve.
And I didn't get hold on. I didn't get one with the sleeve because mine, I had the first shoe that I got with the sleeve. It like if you kicked it so hard, like a ball so hard, and it just wouldn't come off. But like when, like if you don't have the sleeve and they're not tied tight enough, it definitely could come off. And it's just really hard to tell what kind of shoe to get. Because my second pair of soccer shoes, I went to, I forget what store it was. It was in a mall. I went there and I got shoes and they were like on sale because someone had returned them. And they were fine. They were like perfectly new. It seemed like they haven't been worn or anything. And I played one game in them and I couldn't play them anymore. Like I have to get this ones with the sock because... And I think they were a little big, too. I think I got a bigger size, but...
Personal feels and likes of a shoe is different with everybody.
Yeah, I think the sock definitely is tight on your ankle, so it really can't come off.
No matter how
tight you put it,
it doesn't really make a difference because that's how my baseball cleats are. There's no tongue of the shoe. It's just one big sleeve.
It's like a sock thing, and then it's like the soccer cleat around it.
Mm-hmm. That's how my baseball cleats are. And I do think those are more supportive as a shoe because it can cover your ankle and stuff and just a little bit.
Some of them have like padding in the ankle and like it's just. I think that. They can be a little difficult to put on and take off, but once they're on, they're comfortable, and I think
they're good. You like break them in.
They definitely are a little bit more expensive, but yeah. I think it's worth it because you can go 2-3 years with it on like a regular soccer cleat or baseball cleat.
It really depends on like how much wear and tear you'll put on the shoe and stuff, but the next topic that we can talk about on the shoes would be like, what are some things that you do and don't dislike about your like a pair of tennis shoes or what are
about the shoes that we're reviewing, the 270s and
something threes. Some things you like and some things you don't.
I personally about the 270s,
which are these shoe right here,
I am extremely scared that they are gonna pop. Like I know it's like not a good chance that it's gonna pop, but like I've heard stories that like they're running and they like kind of like trip or something and it just pops, and like I don't want to know what that feels like. Is it gonna hurt? Is it like not, like I don't know. Do you have any
what are some of your likes about your shoe or some things that you really like?
It's comfy. It feels, because like this part of it, the this part right here, like the white part of it, that's actual like a regular shoe, it you can definitely feel like it's there, but like on your heel where the air part is, it feels like you're just walking on like a cloud or something. Like I think it's a really comfy shoe. I like the colorways it comes in.
Do you recommend it to other people?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, it is expensive, but I still think it's...
In the end, it might be worth it a little more.
Yeah. I've heard it pops. It can either pop right away. It depends on how reckless you are with the shoe.
If you're wear and tear, I think.
If you're just wearing it to wear it, like I think...
Everyday uses, it should be fine.
Yeah, it should be fine. But if you're, like, playing, I don't know.
Doing some reckless stuff. Yeah, there's a chance.
Just dumb things.
There's a chance that anything could happen with them. So, some of my favorite things with this shoe is, it's like I said, it's really comfy. One of my biggest fear is them getting dirty.
Yeah.
I don't want them to get dirty. One of the things I would change is I think it'd be cool if you could put a little bit of air in the shoe, like an Air Max part.
It'd be definitely more comfy.
I think the price would go up just a little bit, but...
Might be, since it's a 110, it might be like 120, 130, which isn't a big difference.
It's not a big difference, $20, $30. One of my favorite parts is I think it's cool how it has a little design right here on the Florida Gators shoe. You know, and it's just all around a comfy shoe. I think these are two really good supportive shoes with people that might have, you know, injuries or something. Like, it's just a really good supportive shoe. I know some shoes that aren't supportive and they can cause feet pain and stuff.
I know it's, like, around the, not the tip top, but, like, where your toes at, but, like, around the side where you're, like, you're by your toes, like,
the width
around it. It can... tear, but mine are really durable. I don't think it'll tear. Yours seem fine.
They seem fine. You know, I I had a pair of shoes at the beginning of the school year, and they weren't as supportive as I thought. They were a pair of white Adidases. Now, you can ask me if I'm an Adidas or a Nike person, and I don't know. I mean, they're both really good.
It depends on what shoe.
Yes, it really depends. If there's a shoe that I like in Adidas, I'm going to buy it. I really like both. I'm not an Under Armour person.
Or like Puma or Reebok.
I'm not any of those. I've never really... It's not that I've never had a good experience.
I personally, like, when I was, I think it was, like, fourth grade, I wanted those Reebok shoes that, like, on the bottom, it went like this. I think those were cool. I think they'd be comfy, but they're... Now, they're not really my style. Like, they're not
what Not in our styles, but, you know, there's different styles of shoes out there, and I feel like when I once I find one, and it doesn't have to be, a big brand name, it can be an off-brand name. And I think it really depends on what you like in a shoe.
The 270s, one thing that I dislike, but, like, because, like, the other shoes I had, the Adidas NMDs, which... That was a really good shoe.
That's a pair of shoes I do want.
I would rather have NMDs than this a while ago because I didn't know that they were like this comfy and this like nice. The NMDs were 100% my dream shoe. Like I wanted those things. Like I saw everybody wearing them, and I found a pair and they wouldn't match with anything. Like they were white with like blue, like teal on them. My mom said, "I don't know if you can get those because they won't like match everything you wear." And I said, "Mom, I don't care. These are the Adidas NMDs, like I want these so bad." And I don't think they were too pricey.
And sometimes when you're that mindset and you're driven to, like, there's a pair of shoes that I really want and I'm gonna save my money and work for because I think they're just one of the coolest things. That's something I personally want in a shoe, is something that I'm gonna be confident to wear every day, and something that, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter if it styles right. I mean, some people that might bother them if they want them to be styled correctly or not, but me personally, it's just if I really like the shoe and I feel comfortable wearing it out.
So the NMDs, they really run from anywhere from 60 to 130. Like, it depends the colorway.
The colors, I feel like on most shoes, the colors and the style and the size in, like, men's and women's, I think there's a big difference. Like, we're looking here at some of these, and some of them have shoes, and some of them are just a sock.
Oh, that one's weird.
Like, there's some high tops, and there's not. I feel like it really all depends on what you like in a shoe and what's something you're going to be comfortable in wearing with. Yeah. So,
all right.
Like we said, this YouTube video, we're making the YouTube video to the podcast, will be on our YouTube channel. Podcast.
I think we're going to film a podcast, like two or three podcasts today. And then we'll just, I don't know if we're going to upload them all today, but we'll try.
Definitely the first one in the bio of our podcast or the link. The description of the podcast, we'll definitely put our YouTube channel in there so you can go check out the shoes that we are actually talking about in the videos. These are my shoes, those are her shoes, so
you can't really see them because they're pink, like rose gold with just white on them.
Mine are just
Florida Gators,
really comfy, not very warm much. These are not my everyday shoes,
like Adidas ones, right?
Yeah, so I've gone through so many different pairs of shoes this year just because my feet are growing and, you know, likes and stuff. These are a pair of shoes that I really don't wear that often. Those are a pair of shoes that I don't wear every day because, you know, I want to save them and stuff. I bought them a little bit bigger, so I have them for longer. My everyday shoes are just a pair of Peach Nikes, Free Run.
No, Adidas.
Or they're Adidas. I think they're just like a running shoe. They're really comfortable.
They like come up to like kind of like your ankle
Adidas Cloud Boost without
like,
the
NMDs and those combined kind of.
So, like I said, we're gonna wrap this podcast up. We'd like to thank you for listening, tuning in, watching.
Make sure you stay tuned for our next podcast.
I think they're gonna be pretty cool. So, like I said, I'm Zoe.
I'm Kingsley, and we do podcasts really whenever we can.
We'll see you in the next one.
Okay. So, like I said, just stay tuned for our next podcast. We have so many options.
Let's preview some of the topics we can talk about now. We talked about shoes.
We just did shoes.
Doesn't mean we're not going to do another shoes one. We could always talk about more. Mm-hmm. We could also combine podcast. We can talk about more shoes, drama, games, movies, like different songs, popular songs like the Billboard Top 10, PS4s, Xbox, like just some drama one thing.
People, like, we are going to talk about PS4 and Xbox for sure because some people like PS4, some people like Xbox. So. We're going to wrap up this podcast and probably go make another one.
Yeah, so we'll see you in the next one. Peace.